This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. Next week is Farm Safety Week in Illinois and really across the country. And we tend to get reminders around this time from agriculture groups that if you're out on the road, you'll want to avoid or at least slow down and maybe try to approach with safety some of the tractors that might be on the road as harvest begins. But there's also safety considerations for farmers and others, too. So let's talk about that with Craig Gilson, Senior Director of Division Operations for Ameren, Illinois, who's on the line with us now. Craig, thanks for your time.
You're welcome.
Glad to have you on tonight. And when I think about some of the safety hazards potentially for farmers, in addition to, you know, traffic considerations, as I was just mentioning, the first thing I think of is those big tractors and some of those overhead power lines. And I imagine that's probably a great concern of yours as well.
Absolutely. We all know that equipment's gotten bigger and bigger over the years. And our facilities, we have a lot of facilities out in rural America, not only overhead but underground, and always have a concern about the hazards they might present to the farmers out there, whether you're harvesting or planting the crops.
Is that the main hazard out for farmers, electrical hazards, or are there others?
There are two. The electrical hazards, obviously, above ground, but we also have a lot of facilities underground, mainly natural gas, that presents hazards.
And what kind of hazards can that face? Or do farmers do a lot of digging this time of year, or just general harvest things that could cause a problem with natural gas, or what is it?
Natural gas, if you're, you know, maybe clean out, you know, some drainage ditches, that type of thing, where it's eroded over time, our facilities, you know, we have standards we have to install our facilities to, but over time, if the ground's been eroded, it might be closer to the surface than what you might normally expect. So just encourage farmers, if you're out there digging, to make sure you call the 811 number to get locates.
Yeah, I talk a little bit about calling 811. That's sort of the line everybody is supposed to call right before they do digging or anything like that.
Absolutely. If you're putting a, you know, post in your, you know, yard for your mailbox, or you're planting trees, or you're out in the field, you know, putting in drainage tile, everyone needs to call 111. It's a free service. You know, we come out there along with other utilities to locate their facilities to make sure that you don't not only damage our facilities, but you don't put yourselves in harm's way.
What kind of seriousness does this pose for Ameren every year? How much does Ameren end up having to deal with a potential power line or natural gas incidents on farms? Does it happen a lot?
It happens frequently. And a lot of times, you know, lines may sag over time, or, like say, equipment's a lot, you know, bigger than it used to be, where farmers may have been able to take a piece of equipment under the lines in the past. Larger equipment may not make it. So just encourage farmers to be aware of your surroundings, be aware of what's overhead, underground, in front of you, behind of you when you're out in the fields.
If they see some of those lines, perhaps not arcing, but sagging or appearing low, they should call Ameren, I assume?
Yes. If you have any questions at all about the height of the line or anything else, call 800-755-5000. We'll come out. Again, there's no charge to us coming out, assessing a situation, make sure it's safe for you to operate your equipment.
Worst case scenario in terms of a power line with arcing, perhaps. Talk a little bit about that and what that means.
You can actually get electrocuted just by being too close to the power line.
Really?
The electricity does arc between equipment and the power lines. You know, like if you're going to turn a light switch on, sometimes you get close to the light switch, and if you have static electricity, that arc will jump across from your finger to the switch. Same thing happens out in the with our power lines. If you get too close, again, depending on the humidity, depending on the, you know, equipment, it can arc across up to 10 feet. So I encourage you to stay at least 10 feet away from our facilities.
If, let's say, something happens and a farmer does come into contact with a live wire or one of those perhaps natural gas lines or facilities or something like that, what should they do?
Yeah, well, if you make contact for electric power lines, encourage you to stay in the equipment as much as possible. Call 911, and we'll get somebody out there as quick as possible. The danger you have is if you're making contact with a power line and the rubber tires acts as an insulator on your equipment, so you won't be electrocuted inside the piece of equipment. Where you put yourself in harm's way is if you start to get off of the equipment, your hands touching the steps or something on a piece of equipment, and you step off to the ground, you now become that, you know, path for the electricity flow from the equipment to the ground. So
yeah, and
put yourselves in harm's way.
Yeah, I can't imagine how, you know, if you're in that situation, it's easy, I'm sure, for us to say, you know, stay inside the cab of the vehicle or whatever, but I imagine you get into a little bit of a panic mode, if you will, if you're in a situation like that.
Absolutely. And if you have to remove yourself from the equipment, jump off. Don't make contact with equipment and ground. So jump off. Then we tell people to hop, you know, to your, at least, you know, far enough away from equipment.
What other things should farmers do? I imagine, as you said, being aware of surroundings is probably the main thing. But are there other things that farmers should think about maybe before they get in to start harvesting?
Well, I think, you know, with the technology and everything, you know, some of the GPS systems, everything out there that guide the equipment, they still need to be aware that, you know, of our facilities out there, and make sure when you do have it in that automatic mode that you pay attention to where our facilities are at.
Okay. Anything else we should know about Ameren's role in perhaps helping to keep farmers safe during harvest here with Farm Safety Week coming up?
Our co-workers out there, and if you ever have a doubt, call 800-755-5000. We'll get somebody out there as soon as possible to help you out with whatever situation you're in.
Certainly doesn't hurt. I guess better to be safe than sorry, for lack of a better term, right?
Yes, it is.
All right. Craig Gilson, Senior Director of Division Operations for Ameren Illinois. Thank you so much for your time, and hopefully we can continue to talk to you in situations like this as opposed to being in the aftermath of something worse. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. We appreciate the opportunity.
Absolutely. Again, Craig Gilson from Ameren on Galesburg's Evening News. Stay tuned. Sports is next on WGIL.